From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Residents turned out August 8th for a Catskill Village Board meeting to express their opinions on the possibility of a village law to bar the possession of livestock in the village. Catskill Village President Benson Seeley said during the meeting, residents have owned livestock in the village in the recent past, including chickens and a pig, but it did not result in neighbor complaints or health concerns. The discussion about barring livestock from the village properties is happening now because of a quality of life complaint made by a resident to the village board. Seeley said, and I quote, "We really haven't acted on it like we did now. Nobody's in trouble today, right now, but what we're considering doing is making a permitting process that you would fill out some paperwork," end quote. Tom Stubblebin said bird feeders attract more wildlife than the eggs chickens lay, adding he owns 20 chickens at his home on Grandview Avenue. Stubblebin said, and I quote, "Do we have to register to have bird feeders? There shouldn't be a limit on the number of chickens you can have," end quote. Village resident Lex Gray understands the concerns about a permitting process for keeping livestock, but some rules could be enacted, she said, such as requiring that animals be kept in an enclosure. She said, and I quote, "We live in close proximity to each other. Respectfulness needs to prevail," end quote. Animal owners and their neighbors should be able to reach a compromise, Trustee Daniel DeShane said, adding that enough time has been spent on the discussion. Seeley said the board will likely create some guidelines for residents right now, but will not enact a livestock law. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM. State Assembly member Dede Barrett and Hudson Mayor Rick Rector issued a joint statement August 9th announcing the state has dropped its proposal to route trucks through the city of Hudson during planned construction near the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. The statement read, and I quote, "We are pleased to announce that after conversations with both of our offices, the New York State Department of Transportation has agreed to end their plans for a truck detour through Hudson during the construction of a roundabout at the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. The plan is to enlarge the proposed turnaround to negate the need for any diversion of truck traffic and any detour plans. We thank DOT for their willingness to work with local officials to find the least disruptive solution for everyone who visits, works, and lives in Hudson," end quote. Local officials expressed surprise and anger August 7th, saying they received no notice that the state planned to detour trucks through the city through December. City officials learned that traffic was being routed after the DOT posted signs redirecting drivers through Hudson. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. A bill to create a commission that would evaluate the conduct of prosecutors now sits on Governor Andrew Cuomo's desk. The bipartisan measure passed the state legislature in the last days of the legislative session, despite strong opposition from prosecutors. The bill's sponsor, State Senator John DeFrancisco, said, and I quote, "While the governor has signaled that he may have issues with this legislation that overwhelmingly passed both houses, I am willing to work with his office to make reasonable changes that won't defeat the intent and purpose of the legislation in order to ensure that it becomes law," end quote. DeFrancisco, a former prosecutor, hinted at the possibility of a three-way agreement on a chapter amendment next year. The bill itself cannot be changed and can only be signed or vetoed. Albany County District Attorney P. David Soares, the new president of the State District Attorneys Association, previously said the bill was like, and I quote, "appointing watchdogs over the only watchdogs they have," end quote. Noting the commission created by the legislation could be in a position to consider complaints against prosecutors who investigate legislators. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The State Board of Elections ruled August 9th that the petition submitted by independent 19th Congressional District candidate Louisa Parker of Calicoon were invalid. Parker announced her candidacy in March and was running on her own line called Making the Impossible Possible. The State Board of Elections considered specific objections filed by Rhinebeck Democratic Committee member Rima Linscomb and concluded that Parker's campaign had not filed a sufficient number of signatures to be on the ballot. The Rhinebeck Democrats are supporting Democrat Antonio Delgado of Rhinebeck in the contest. Parker has 3 days to appeal the board's decision. The other 19th Congressional District independent candidates, Diane Neal of Hurley and Dal Lamanga of Rhinebeck, are facing similar challenges from Liscom. Neal's mother, Colleen Neal, said in response to the Parker decision, and I quote, "America is a democracy of its people with laws, checks, and balances. If one is going to represent New York 19, then that person must abide by the law. Diane Neal will always work within the law to represent her constituents," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grimm. Have a good day and a nice weekend.